This month, the church and Catholic families everywhere are celebrating Advent. But on December 6th, children, especially in northern European countries, focus on a very special feast day, the Feast of St. Nicholas. But just who was this 4th century saint, the patron of sailors and unwed women? Listen and you'll find out. One Christmas story most of us remember well, some even by heart, is the night before Christmas. And who can forget that image of jolly Saint Nick as he plopped down the chimney with his huge bag of toys and gifts?
He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
That jolly Saint Nick was once the 4th century bishop of Myra in Asia Minor, known for his acts of piety and charity. He is said to have heard the story of 3 young girls whose destitute father was ready to set them on the streets as prostitutes because he could offer no dowry for them to marry. In the secrecy of the dark of night, Nicholas placed sacks of gold on their doorstep for each girl's dowry. Their father caught him in the act and overwhelmed him with gratitude. Under Roman persecution, Nicholas was thrown into prison for his faith. His relics are today found in the Italian port city of Bari, and he is known in the East as the patron saint of sailors. Yet here in the West, he is always remembered as the protector of children. Christmas time and December 6th are moments in which gifts are exchanged in his name.
And the children are very happy about this little prophet, which is bringing little gifts, not the ones they receive on Christmas, but small gifts on the 6th, bit of announcement of the Christmas time.
Lutheran Father Hans Michael Uhl is former pastor of the Lutheran Church here in Rome.
Also in the Lutheran world, the 6th of December is recorded a bit everywhere, especially in the families.
In Northern Europe, particularly in Germany, tradition holds that St. Nicholas comes this night with all sorts of simple goodies for children.
You get a lot of candies, tangerines, and nuts.
Ines remembers how excited she used to be trying to catch a peek of St. Nick putting goodies in her shoe on December 6th.
The night before, we all have to clean our shoes, that they are very clean. And then we put them in front of the door. And then the next morning, there were the candies inside.
In Germany, it's candy in your shoe, December 6th. In Italy, it's January 6th, when the Befana, the benevolent witch, brings sweets to all good children. Yet sometimes, with all these things to look forward to, we lose sight of the importance of Advent itself. How is Advent lived in the Lutheran Church, your church here in Rome?
I think for us, In Italy, I find that there is the main time of Christmas is between Christmas and Epiphany. The Lutheran tradition is more from 1st of Advent until Christmas. So the 3 or 4 weeks before Christmas, we have a lot of preparing in the house, also singing and reciting verses and biblical lectures, and but mostly singing and also the decoration, recording the birth of Christ and recording the feast which is coming.
Come on, everybody sit down. We're going to have our... It's a tradition in my family, too, one which I've tried to pass down to my own children. What is this song, Sebastian?
Jingle bells.
Shall we sing it?
Yeah. Oh, what fun. My parents, on the 1st December, it starts that we're celebrating every evening a little bit with stories and the candle. And then when the 4 candles are burning, yes, Christmas. And we did it every evening, praying and singing and listening to stories about the Christmas time. It was something special because in the normal times we have had to go to bed, no stories or something like that. And at that time, always stories, and mostly it took a little bit longer than in the normal time. And yes, the Advent calendar we opened, it was a kind of joy.
Do we say a prayer of baby Jesus?
Yes.
Because, you know, it's his birthday coming up soon. How old is he going to be?
Maybe like this, like me.
4 years old?
No, maybe 2 now.
2? He's going to be 2 years old?
Okay. No, like that.
How old is that? 2, 10, 2, 5, 6. Okay. All right. So what do we say to baby Jesus?
These Christmas traditions of Advent preparation for the coming of the Christ child are too precious to let slide by the wayside. They help fortify our children in the faith and instill in them confidence in God's goodness and a sense of charity. In these frenetic times, they can become an oasis of family closeness, a moment of reflection on what is truly important in our lives. Sometimes it is the greatest of things, a small hand taking yours, soft words of joy and expectation for baby Jesus' birthday. But sometimes it is the smallest of things, a tangerine or a handful of walnuts in a shoe left by Saint Nick.
And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."